What do I do next? Said the bishop to the priest. I have spent my whole life waiting, preparing for the feast. Now you say Jerusalem has fallen and is lost. The king of heathen Saracen has seized the holy cross. Then the priest said, oh, my bishop, we must put them to the sword. For God in all his mercy will find a just reward for the noblemen and sinners and knights of ready hand who will be the Lord's crusader. Send word through all the land. Jerusalem is lost. Jerusalem is lost. Jerusalem is lost. Tell me what to do, said the king upon his throne, but speak to me in whispers, for we are not alone. They tell me that Jerusalem has fallen to the hand of some bedeviled eastern heathen who has seized the holy land. Then the chamberlain said, Lord, we must call upon our foes in Spain and France and Germany to end our bitter wars. All Christian men must be as one and gather for the fight. You will be their leader. Begin the battle cry. Jerusalem is lost. Jerusalem is lost. Jerusalem is lost. Ooh, high on a hill in the town of Jerusalem, there stood Saladin, the king of the Saracens, whoring and drinking and snoring and singing around in his army base, secure in the knowledge that he had won the day. A messenger came, blood on his feet and a wound in his chest. The Christians are coming, he said, I have seen their cross in the west. In a rage, Saladin struck him down with his knife, and he said, I know that this man lies. They quarreled too much, the Christians could never unite.
said the wise man to the fool, I have spent my whole life searching to find the golden rule. Though centuries have disappeared, the memory still remains of those enemies together. Could it be that way again? Then the fool said, oh, you wise man, you really make me laugh with your talk of vast persuasion and searching through the past. There is only greed and evil in the men who fight today. The song of the crusader has long since